Looking to go out in the town in the city of Boston for an affordable price and grab some great food, drinks, and atmosphere in the Seaport District? Well, look no further than newcomer Seaport Social. Seaport Social is a premier and authentic social house that is poised to proudly serve the Boston area for many years to come. Their mission is to provide high-quality food and unique craft beer selection, along with a welcoming atmosphere for all those that wish to witness firsthand what the Boston social spirit is all about. From a top-notch bar, great group seating, to their premier menu, including their massive loaded nachos, endless craft beers on tap, and an exquisite espresso martini option, look for manager Jimmy, who will satisfy your needs. A project that has been 4 years in the making is finally here, Seaport Social, which is located at 225 Northern Avenue in the Seaport District in Boston, will officially open its doors for their grand opening December 1st. Get there while you can and tell them Steel and Az sent you. Eat, drink, social. That's what the Seaport Social does.
Episode 105, Steel and Az, fourth Christmas episode of our time.
Yeah, I think yeah, we so. Guys started right in December.
Yeah, we got
yeah. So yeah, yeah.
Got the ugly sweaters going. Merry Christmas to everyone out there.
Merry Christmas to all. Nazars.
Magic couldn't make it tonight. He was too busy on the naughty list, right?
Yeah, too much eggnog.
Get
him. There it is. There
same.
It is.
Well, Anton, too much egg. That was just too much dairy. Uh-huh. Dairy products. From last
yeah.
week.
Yeah. Too many I'm shocked he's not here. Shocked he's not here.
Tonight we're in the Christmas spirit. Our Christmas special.
Naturally.
Start with a recap of, you know, what took place in Vegas on Sunday afternoon. Tough loss to the Raiders, one of the toughest losses I will ever see in any football game ever.
Not a lot of Christmas spirit in that game.
No, no, but there could be.
Speaking of Christmas spirit, let me get in the mood. Continue.
That a boy, Craig. Hopefully we'll get a little bit more in the Christmas spirit this weekend as the defending AFC champions, Cincinnati Bengals, and Big Joe Burrow come to Gillette this weekend. Patriots trying to salvage their season here. Sitting at 7-7, looking like, you know, 10-7, 9-8. Maybe gets you in the playoffs there, but it will be tough to see. We'll also be here for, you know, what the week it was in the NFL. Locks of the week for week 16 here. And some big fantasy football matchups we'll be talking about a little bit. Afterwards, we'll talk some Celtics. They've kind of hit their first rough patch of the season. About to drop three straight here. They're losing, I think, by double digits against the Pacers. Maybe I'm wrong.
30.
Yeah. Then we'll
that's a live score anyway.
Score. Then we'll get into it with the Boston Bruins, the hottest team, best team in Boston, hottest team in the NHL, still here. Finally, a little bit of thoughts on the World Cup because I'm not a big soccer fan, but, man, that game between Argentina and France, unbelievable.
Messy.
Yeah, it's just been touched by the soccer gods.
I have. Yeah, and we'll lead on more as we go on the show, but we're just going to get it right through. No guests today. We're rolling the Christmas episode. Next week, actually, stay tuned. It's going to be our second annual Steel and Az Awards. Last year, we decided to come out with it. I've been having, you know, some successful stuff with guests, so we're going to kind of include that next week. So, yeah, just stay tuned for that. So, boys, get in the Christmas spirit before we talk about this shithole of a game.
Yeah, Christmas, baby.
Yeah, how are we feeling?
Fantastic. Love Christmas.
Fucking love it.
Love outside it. Of the music, not a Christmas music guy.
Not a Christmas music guy, no?
No, not one
pick. I'm into the movies, though. I'm into the decorations. I'm into the lights. I love a good fucking fresh Christmas tree. If you get a synthetic Christmas tree, you're an absolute phony.
Now, I have a kind of a cool one. So at my house.
Nope, loser.
We have.
Nope. Is it real?
Nope.
I'll die on the hill.
I have a fake one.
Craig,
so
let me talk.
I'm with Naz.
We have a real Christmas tree, but we put it on the deck. And then we have a tiny fake Christmas tree, and we put it inside so you don't have to clean it up after. And we leave the real Christmas tree out there until it's gone. So it could be in there until April. So I think that's kind of sick.
I support the leaving it out there part, like till it's gone.
It's like saying you don't want to cook Thanksgiving dinner because you don't want to do the dishes.
Part of the experience of the festivities of the holiday
is cleaning up the fucking pine needle.
How about this? How about still finding pine needles in April instead of finding the tree outside?
No, you don't have shit.
Don't have to deal with the tree. And I don't like your comparison with Thanksgiving because I'm going to clean the dishes because I love Thanksgiving food. Christmas wise, it's like, oh, it's just a tree.
I love the smell of a good tree. A good see, yeah, you're like, not getting the right tree.
Cats inside, trees
you're getting,
outside.
You're getting an evergreen.
That's how exactly. That's how the house rolls.
Exactly.
Okay,
you're getting an evergreen. I'm getting a Dirch Birch. Like I'm getting that nice fine greenery.
Oh boy,
fuck.
Chris, you said you wanted Christmas music, Christmas movie. I watched for the first time over a decade, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. With Jim Carrey, 2000.
One of his best performances.
Just going back, the guy was just an absolute nut. And you know what? He's like put out of this bad guy. He gets bullied at like a young age. If you look at that movie and see what it actually
little
is.
Little bastard, yeah.
It's bullshit.
Yeah.
And Jim Carrey deserves to bring hell to those people.
And should have won Best Actor. Like, figure it out, Oscars. Come on, man. That was incredible.
He just, like, falls off like a moving sleigh, which is basically like an airplane. Oh, he's fine. He's probably fine.
Perfectly fine.
Yeah. There's nothing better than sympathizing with the enemy. Yeah. That's, like, one of the best in cinematography.
Like, going back on it, too, if I was a movie filmmaker, has anyone tried it yet? Like, just making the Grinch as, like, a serial killer? Because, like, he'd like do well.
I mean, they kind of have the Christmas version of the Santa Claus, the Krampus.
A really shitty version of that movie's got to be out there. Like, that's definitely never been like a major production film, but like that, like you could probably find that on like YouTube.
No, but there was like kids going to. I know
get magic drunk and just paint them.
Yeah, I know it's just like a kids movie, but like he's like all the way up in like this mountain or whatever with the dog there. I forget the dog's name. Not good with names.
Sam.
Might have been Sam. But then there was just like kids like. You know, meeting up with him up there, I'm like, this just like seems like a serial killer, like written all over it. Like, no one would know.
Speaking of that, big Home Alone guy, big Home Alone guy. There's theories out there that like the kid from Home Alone is like the guy from Saw. That's like on the internet.
I've seen that.
Have you seen the Family Guy? Like, you know, when they like go to something and they like do a dramatization. It was like the two guys going into the Home Alone kids like house, and they're like, yeah, we noticed the hot, like basically defying everything that the people got wrong in the actual movie. Like, yeah, we actually saw like the hot like doorknob,
yeah,
like we classified it. It's like, oh, there's actually ice going down the stairs, and then like just like pointing all the things out that they like,
just
and then
it's
just the kid just been like, oh, you can't catch me, and then the kid guy just pulls out a gun, shoots him right in the face.
Love that.
Family Guy, South Park, you name it. I don't really sit down and watch those anymore, but those are definitely some good gags.
I was watching like behind the scenes of the guy that created South Park, and like just his voice, it was like explaining Korea in Japan, and like he was like going back and forth, obviously being the same voice actor. It's so fucking
funny.
Those
two are incredible.
The fact that that's that guy's job is amazing, and the fact he's not canceled, and he's Canadian, so people
know
it.
You know their Emmy went, was it? It's an Emmy or
they've
won everything.
I believe the Emmy. Yeah,
no,
and
but
I believe they won a Tony too for some of
those. They both dressed up in dresses and they both dropped acid when they
That was the Oscars. That was the
Oscars. Yeah, that was intense.
Yeah,
they were up for the movies, right?
They were up for like a song for the movie, and they just wore dresses and took acid and just fucking
that kicks ass. I don't know how else you can explain that. You know, that was some cheerful stuff. I think now we're gonna go into this game from last Sunday. I kind of want to just put it behind us.
I don't even want to talk about it.
One of the worst finishes in a football game I've ever seen. People were comparing it to the Miami Miracle happened a couple years ago. It doesn't compare for me at all. This is by far the worst loss I've seen as a Patriots fan
100%.
Ever.
I think it's worse than the butt fumble.
I mean,
it's that level of play.
Yeah, it's like really
like
you
can argue back and forth, but like it's on that tier.
It'll go down in infamy forever.
No, because you go back to the last drive. Before that, and the Keenan Cole catch, which wasn't a catch, by the way. He was out of bounds. I don't know what people are looking at there. I don't understand.
Rigged.
It.
Look at the Redskins game. Rigged.
But as soon as the Jacoby Myers thing happened.
NFL's fixed. Get over
it. As soon as the Jacoby Myers thing happened, I'm like, all right, I'm just going to forget about that because, like, what are we doing here?
No, I did, yeah. Like everything that sucked in that game just, like, led to that.
And I don't think the Raiders did anything too good that I was like, okay, this team has our number that day. Like, it's just crazy. Like, in the first
half. It looked that way in the first half.
But
we struggled, and it just looked terrible.
It wasn't we struggled. It was Mac Jones struggled. He was horrible. His offensive line actually played pretty damn well. He only had interruptions on Max Crosby twice because they had a backup right tackle in there. But for the most part, I thought this team was looking definitely looked good defensively. You look at it every game. You look at the Arizona game and this game now. The pick six there with Kyle Duggar. This defense gets them right back in the game, right? Absolutely. Where they want them to be. And
that was a hell of a play, too. We read that from miles away.
And then who was your best offensive player been this whole season? It's no doubt Ramondre Stevenson breaks off of, what was it, 25-30-yard TD to take a seven-point lead. And then, you know, that stuff with Keaton Cole, that stuff's going to happen. I understand that's not the way he wanted to be. Was definitely out of bounds. It was bullshit. But, like, what are we doing? This play right here? So he gives a handoff to Stevenson. Stevenson goes down, and he's about to get hit, go down. Laterals, which sparks the lateralness, which was, like, when it's a tie ball game, like, that's a no-no.
That's the part that I don't like it, because, he looked behind him, saw that a wide receiver right behind him was, like, there, and was just like, hey, see if you can do something. I don't hate that as much, but then that leads to Jacoby just bugging the fuck out and making, like, the worst play of all time.
Yeah, I just...
Because that play sometimes works when you, like, the unexpected just, like, little lateral to the guy behind you, and then he books it that way. That has worked.
I saw Mac Jones open and
no that's
there.
like there's no there's like I'm talking about Ramondre. Ramondre doing it. There is nothing you can say for Jacoby Myers.
Even
if he
threw it to Chandler Jones.
Yeah, he and like his
he had money on the Raiders.
The other guy was fucking like he was throwing it to Mac Jones, which is even like you could argue that's worse.
What was
than
he
Chandler
gonna do?
Jones. Yeah,
throw it forward.
Yeah, like that.
He was already 50
I played in my head 1,000 times too. I'm like, what would I do? And I think I was run like I just continue to run down the sideline.
Yep.
Someone face masks you. Someone does something ugly. You're getting a penalty. And you're getting one more play, game winning field goal. That's what I would be looking at. Be like, you know what? No matter what happens, I'm just gonna keep trying to run down
moving
that field.
The feet.
And it's a lot easier, I guess, for me. You know, sitting on the couch watching the game to say that. Then,
oh, of course.
And it kind
of
just the instinct comes in. But what are you doing?
No, yeah, it was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen on a football game.
You got to keep your feet moving.
In the whole Chandler Jones gets it. I mean, Mac Jones had no chance.
Not a
prayer. Just got sacked down. Chandler Jones returned for. I mean, what a win for Raiders Nation, but what a loss for the Patriots.
I don't know. He could have crumbled less.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he should have tackled Chandler. Like, he can't tackle Chandler.
You think Zappy tackles him?
Might trip him up.
Oh, my God. Like, Zappy would have ended his career for that.
Like, I don't even think Chandler Jones, like, fucking knew he was there. He just put his fucking hand out in front and kept going.
Yo, he, like, did tackle him, but Chandler just was like, was a
like,
weak
literally
effort.
Get out of my way.
Yeah, stop. Stop.
Yeah. It's what his brother does to everyone in the UFC.
Exactly. No, that family's just freak athletes.
Should have done a form tackle, Mac.
Oh, just
coward.
Brutal. And you think about it, too. It couldn't come at a worse time. You need this game. You're about to be playing three playoff teams, most likely the next three. You need to be 8-6 going into this weekend's game, and you couldn't do it. Sitting at 7-7, seventh place in the AFC behind the Dolphins and the Chargers, both 8-6, and you're tied with the Jets here. So big game, Cincinnati coming into New England. Going to be a tough battle. And, you know what? Who knows how they respond after that? That's a game, too, where you kind of – I hope Bill gave him, like, a day off and was just like, you know, come back thinking about better. Let's go get back right back at it Tuesday. And, you know, you never know what can happen because this Bengals team, very exceptional team, one of the best teams in the AFC. But they can fumble. They can drop a game just like that. They lost to the Steelers earlier this year. They didn't play well against the Bucs until they had to last week. And I get the Bucs, but the Bucs are not having a Tom Brady type year.
No.
I'm not saying the Patriots, I don't think they're going to win this. But, like, when is enough enough? When does this offensive coordinator get demoted or just doesn't call plays anymore? When, you know, coming at these receivers who aren't getting open, when are you just going to stick out Kendrick Bourne there for, you know, 80% of the plays and keep Tyquan Thornton in? Because Tyquan Thornton played 90% of the plays last week, probably got one target, maybe one reception, and Kendrick Bourne played 11%. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, the entire thing is a sham. Yeah, it's been going on all year. I don't think there's a chance they can bounce back from this.
No.
Like the comparable plays.
What are the last three teams we played to?
Bengals, Dolphins, Bills.
See ya.
Yeah, like, and then like it's been compared to the Miami Miracle. That team obviously bounced back because that was Tom Brady. That team was like 11 and fucking like three or whatever. That was like, this has been a team that has played where they're like lucky to be 7-7, as much as it sucks that they're 7-7.
Yeah.
Like, this team does not have the mental ability to bounce back from that, I think.
Agreed.
I don't think they stand a chance.
And it doesn't come down to the talent, because the talent is there. It's the uncharacteristics that they have that every Patriots team from years prior, like fumbling, you know, during the play, letting
Dude,
a
the fucking,
punt return for touchdowns, the
block.
Punt,
that guy,
yeah.
Two of the players weren't even looking. They were facing the punter.
They weren't even ready.
Yeah, they were facing the punter. Like, they weren't even looking.
When has a Bill Belichick team, like, that, when has that ever happened?
Especially special teams. Yeah. That's always been, like, if the offense or the defense were lacking, like, the special teams was always fucking,
that's
like,
what
that's
won
not
games
where
us.
They bugged
that's what,
out.
What,
yeah.
That's what was the difference between winning games and losing games. That was the reason why our records were 12-4.
See, today, only Pro Bowler elected starter Matthew Judon, rightfully, but I think it ended Matt Slater's, like, 10-year streak.
Damn. Disgusting.
And that's, I think this is a part of the blame of how he didn't get it, is because the special teams hasn't been good this year.
Yeah.
And he's going to get the blame for that, at least not get a All-Star.
His foot was on the line on that one fucking play, and
yeah,
they took it from him.
Yeah.
That's monstrous. Fuck the Pro Bowl.
I know something about foot on the line, but.
Yeah, true. You can't speak.
But, you know, going this week, it's going to be 25 degrees out. There's going to be a hell. Meteorologist Craig J. Hines was telling me about the weather this week. It's going to be a warm front to a cold front.
We got a nasty one coming, ladies and gentlemen. Buckle down. Get Buckle your waters. Down. The fucking superstores are going to be fucking rocking.
Fucking
get your
milk.
Bread. Get your milk. Get your eggs. Tell your mother to get out and get a grocery shopping done early. Thursday night, it's going to start picking up. We're going to see gusts up to probably about 55 miles an hour on average, about 30 miles an hour. Cold front's hitting, say it's a storm
of
the century.
It's not, it's like a lot. Like, it's not just like the Pats game this week. Like I saw a thing like
oh, shit's getting crazy.
There's like eight games that are in like single digits.
Oh,
it's
no,
like half the swing.
Minnesota's going to be like negative 70.
Yeah, there were several
gonna be
negatives.
Like
yeah,
deadly, deadly.
I love the weather.
Oh, I love it.
Love
Mother Nature's
it.
A bitch, huh?
Yeah, yeah, have fun. At, yeah.
But going on, like I was saying, like, when
move to Hawaii.
When is enough enough? When are they going to make some, you know, moves around here? Because you have three games here. You win two or maybe three. You could, three, maybe two. You have a chance to make the playoffs.
I'm laughing at that.
And you don't, like, it's not going to happen. But it starts with Saturday. And if they can win this game and then maybe win one of two, I'm trying to play the glass half full.
Yeah.
But any talks about maybe Zappe playing quarterback if Mac Jones doesn't play
half
the first
time.
Half?
Half time.
I feel like I would go mental. I feel like if they lose the first game, I feel like why not give him his chance in one of the last two starts? You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. I think it's like even halftime in the Bengals game because you still kind of stand a prayer and if Mac still sucks. If they do Mac the entire game, it should 100% be Zappe the final two just to see what they got for real.
Yeah.
Just to see what it is, you know? Like, maybe we fuck that guy to fuck
off. Think,
like, maybe
I personally think Bailey Zappe should be starting this week. What Mac Jones showed
you
last
week.
I feel
that, with the last play being that.
Not even the last play, that first half, you had a chance to just completely take it. You couldn't throw anything down the field. I understand the play calling, but he couldn't hit receivers. I think he was 13 for 31 or something.
It's like he has not shown an ability, because dude, there's a lot of fucking bad coaches in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of quarterbacks have dealt with bad coaches and found ways to fight through it. Like, he's let it just crumble him.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Bengals have won 5 in a row.
Yeah, no, they're not winning. They're not beating the Bengals. No. Joe Burrow's on fire. Like
I think it's gonna be closer than you think, though.
Because they started like 1-3. Like, that goes much farther than just
6
five
in a row, actually. So they were 4-4 four and won 6 straight.
And I think that goes back to them being, so they're like, fuck it, they're like 9-2.
Wow, tickets are as low as $49 to enter Gillette on Saturday.
Never see that again.
That is wild.
Well, you actually might see that again. But
that is crazy.
You haven't seen that in a while.
So Cincinnati going to the Patriots. Cincy is 3.5-point favorites. I'm going to go half glass full. I think the Patriots play a really good game here, one of their best games of the season. But come up short to an Evan McPherson walk-off kick, 27-24. Cincy, Pats cover.
Wow.
lot going on there.
Glass 7/8 full kind of guy over there.
I think we're going, I'm going Bengals 30-13, all 13 points scored by Zappi in the second half.
That'd be...
Fuck him.
And he kicks the field goal.
I will be, yeah, he drills it.
I will be at the game, so like all the people who are like, oh, why would you ever root for Zappi when like coming in? If Mac Jones just starts throwing incompletions, you might hear me on the fucking broadcast.
My like more realistic take is really like still like the same score. I think the Bengals are gonna win this just like handedly. I think you struggle to come back from this mentally as like a mediocre to bad team, and you would struggle against a mediocre to bad team. They're playing a very good team.
Yeah, they gotta get pressure on Burrow. That's the
which is possible because they. That offensive line, but they've gotten a lot better since like being like the worst offensive line in the league.
That's Samaje Perine, the backup running back. I'd be afraid to walk next to.
Yeah, scary guy.
That's a scary man.
He had like 500 rushing yards in one game at Oklahoma. I think it was like the NCAA record. Like it was something fucking crazy.
But no, Joe.
Also, I'm taking this as the lock of the week for the Bengals.
Okay.
Take them halftime. Take them full time. I'm sorry, Pats. Bengals gotta go.
Time has come. I wish Magic could be here because fuck. I'm sure his score would be like Bengals, like
by a 90 billion.
To the Pats.
Nine,
and I'm sure Anton would take the Pats.
Yeah, of course.
I think so.
Yeah, money line.
My lock of the week.
Lock. Alternate spread.
Team has been on the down, but I think this is pretty promising. They're going to be in Nashville Sunday afternoon against the 1-12-1 Texans. Titans favored by 3 points. Feed me Derrick Henry. I think Tannehill's going to throw a couple tutties. Give me the Titans by like 14 here. I think they're going to cover easy.
I like it. I'm liking the Lions.
I love the Lions.
Keep it going. Dan Gable has just turned that entire team. Like that team believes in themselves so much that I think they just got it in 2.5 to fucking Carolina. Carolina stinks.
Yeah, Carolina really stinks. They have a good defense, but they really stink.
And, yeah, I think they get lit up. I think the Lions run away with it.
What a week it was, though, in the NFL, huh? You saw a 33-0 at halftime for the Matt Ryan and the Indianapolis Colts. Evaporate. Vikings take an overtime 39-36 win, overcome a 33-point deficit. One of the craziest things I've ever seen. I turned off the game. I did not watch the second half. But I got to go back and watch that, man. That was unbelievable.
No, that one was crazy because I saw a lot of the second half, and it was a real, like they kind of won it. You know, when you have the, like, fucking, like, did that team lose it or they won it? Like, they kind of fucking,
yeah,
like,
they
won
just, it. They just took it to them, yeah.
Like, it was very intense. And, like, you should never do that to anyone, but, like, the fact that, like, Kirk Cousins is the leader of, like, the biggest comeback in NFL history is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, and Matt Ryan loses like 28 that? To 20.
Yeah. Again,
28-3, and then 33-0. Jesus,
oh, terrible! It was just like every play, like they made a stellar defensive play. Or they made something crazy. It was insane.
The Colts just announced that Nick Foles starting this week, so that's like the end of Matty Ice.
Also,
Chance
Gardner Minshew plays this week.
I would love that.
Get ready
against the Cowboys too. When everyone's taking the Cowboys, feed me the Eagles. Feed me the Eagles.
Absolutely. Like Gardner shine
by a billion. He's like, he plays the way Zappy kind of plays. They just sling it. They fucking sling it.
And just like, dude, like Eagles, like you're 13-1, dude. Like, let the quarterback rest up a week.
Yeah.
Like, short week, dude.
They have
like,
the luxury. They got the luxury.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's been your best player all year. I mean, he's scoring running touchdowns, throwing touchdowns. They might have caught one, too.
And he's also the number one fantasy quarterback who I'm going up against this week.
Tough.
So, like, sit him, Eagles.
Oh, congratulations.
Sit him.
congratulations, by the way. You made your the semifinals in our league.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't get me, though, for the third time because I think whatever the seedings were off. I think I'm playing Richie. But I did in my other league. I won by half a point to make the semifinals. So he had Barkley in the Monday night. Was that Monday or Sunday? Sunday night. Giants, Commanders. He had Barkley who was going off, but I had Graham Gano, kicker, nailed 250-yarders in the second half. Feed me a W.
That's a brutal
feed
alpha.
Me a W.
How many points do you get with that?
10.
Wow. Oh, yeah, 10 points.
Five. Yeah.
Yeah, imagine if it was 10 per kick.
Just
Just run away. That would be reckless.
No, did you see? I think it was one of the
guys. Game changer. Nick Foles, I'd have the most points, but like a trillion.
Is it Pete Blackburn or whatever the guy who's on Kravitz's podcast? He's in a league where if your kicker misses an extra point, it's minus 50
points. I saw that.
And Matt Gay missed it, so he lost his matchup. That talk about playing with fire. That's unbelievable.
He did like a video that was like it was Pete Blackburn. He was like, yeah, like, do I be a giant coward and like not play my kicker? He's all I got left on Monday Night Football. But like, if he misses an extra point, I lose 50.
And I think a matchup.
Yeah, and I think it was like the second extra point. Good kid guy absolutely shanked it.
Fuck. I'd be crying.
He like live streamed it on Twitch too. Oh. Respect to him. That's a warrior. That's going out on his shield.
He was just looking for the loss.
Tough scene though. Tough way to go down. Even if you're like ready for that, that's a tough way to go down.
Now transitioning from the gridiron to the hardwood. Celtics lost tonight 117-112 to the Pacers. That's now 4-5, only going against the Lakers for the W. Just thoughts on the team for me in general. I knew they were going to be an offensive juggernaut, but you know they were being way too much of an offensive juggernaut to start the season. Got to play some defense. Got to get some stops. I was watching the game a little bit tonight. Aaron Nesmith, who they traded, actually played really well for
Absolute
them.
Absolute revenge tour for him. I have his cards too.
I didn't even recognize him. Like, he didn't even look like the player from last year. Looked like, you know, he got bull bulky.
Yeah.
Ready to ride.
Up, yeah.
Haliburton there, too. That's a good team. But the Celtics overall, you know, you got your Tatum, you got your Brown. But if this defense doesn't come to play around 1-5, they're going to be going home early. They got to clean that up. I think that's what Ime Udoka did so good last year coaching, is he emphasized defense first. And I'm sure Mazzulla's doing some around those lines. But it's not looking like it so far.
I'm sure he's working on it. I mean, when you get off to that hot of a start, especially in the sport basketball is, I mean, like they, like for the first like 25 games of the season, their shots dropped every single night. Like that's just not going to go through 82.
No.
That's just not like,
well, that's the problem. Yeah. That's what I mean. You got to emphasize the defense.
Of course,
now.
But when you're doing that for that long, we're going to score 150. Who gives a shit? And now you got to break out of that. Like, that's like what that, and they haven't done that yet.
Yeah. So 22-10. They got Minnesota Friday, Milwaukee in a big matchup. I think they're down a game and a half now in Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference. And then Houston's kind of a wash. But I mean, Orlando is a good team. Orlando is 10 games under 500. They have a lot of play. This team's going to be pretty good for years to come.
Oh, that kid's serious. Paulo?
Yeah.
Banchero's, that kid's a problem.
Even what's his name? Markel Fultz was playing well.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good team.
And I think they got like 12 bench boards by Mo Bamba in that
Mo
first
Bamba,
game.
Cole Anthony kind of torched him too. He played well. Tonight I said Haliburton. Indiana's got some players too. Tatum finished with 41 tonight. Probably still top three in the MVP race. Still early, still 32 games in. But I like what I saw earlier in the season, the Celtics. Just got to emphasize defense as come around. They'll bounce back.
Yeah, you just got to bounce back. I mean, what's the game again before the Bucks?
It's Minnesota.
Minnesota?
Yeah.
I think that's a huge reset game because, like, you got to be ready for the Bucks.
Yeah.
It is the Christmas Day game, though, so.
Oh, that is, yeah, 5 o'clock.
We'll see.
Yeah. Minnesota's a good team now, right? They got big man from the Jazz, right? So they got two big men, Karl Anthony Towns and
There will be no Rudy Gobert respect on this podcast.
They're actually two points down with 7 minutes left to the Dallas Mavericks right now.
How much money do you have on everything?
I've literally just been getting into betting like recently in this past month because at one point in my life I started gambling and when it went down $1,000, so I quit. I was like, all right, I can't be pissing away money because I didn't have money at the time. So recently I've literally gone up like probably like 300 units within the last like month and a half just
Bang.
Because I've been actually paying attention.
Bang. Follow Showtime's picks.
So, no, you can't follow them. They're like 4 a.m. rugby picks on like sevens that I have no clue what's going on.
Where it begins, brother.
No, literally.
Wait till you get to a.m. tennis. A.m. tennis.
And then you hit 0-20, but then you streak.
Then you streak. You gotta lose before you win. You gotta
every gambler quits right before they hit big. Everyone knows that.
Every single one of them.
It's not worth winning if you can't win big. Speaking of winning big, 25-4-2 Boston Bruins, 52 points leading the Atlantic, leading the NHL. I mean, not even Atlantic Division. I'm just reading from this here. 7-3 win over the Panthers, who, you know, led the Eastern Conference last year. Pretty good team.
President's Trophy winners, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, they came back, too. I think it was 4-0. They scored 3, and then they Bergeron with 2 goals, 2 assists. Just seems like every line is coming together, and I keep emphasizing it. They've never had a defense like this. They've never had two guys where you can just sit right there and be like, all right, these guys are going to lead us to the promised land, back checking. If we're not scoring here, we're, you know, getting it out of the zone on the backhand side. Both goalies are pretty valuable. Linus Allmark is going to be an all-star. Just be ready for that.
Very Vezina potential. Yeah. It's fucking, it's all there.
It's unbelievable.
No Chara Seidenberg love, though?
Yeah. But not
a little offensive lacking.
I don't think as heat as this. No. Due to Seidenberg. I think these guys are a little bit better than Seidenberg.
Guy was a fucking wall, though.
Yeah.
That's why we got to the problem.
Lindholm is a wagon, though.
Oh, absolutely.
He's something special.
How do you guys feel about the Coyotes?
You know what? I thought it was I said it last week. I thought them losing was the best thing that could have happened to them, because you win too many in a row and it starts becoming like, okay, like where's the adversity going to come from? Where's it? And the adversity still has yet to come, but it will.
My favorite part is just how like how much leadership the team has, because like the coach has literally been like, yeah, like I would have called a timeout there when it was 4-3. When they came back, he was like, I would have called a timeout there, like, literally on any other team I've, like, ever coached before. But he was like, this one, and you just kind of, like, they do the thing, and you, like, you just let them play. And they do it themselves.
Oh, yeah. And David Pastrnak, 21 goals. I'd say this, too, a lot of times. Enjoy it now. Warship 88 in a Bruins sweater. Because it's gone.
Nope.
After the season, it's gone.
Come on. Guy wakes up with a goal on a stick on the scene.
When he re-signs with us, I'm going to make such a clip of every time he said Aaron Judge was not going to be on the Yankees and this pasta thing, because he's probably going to say it all year. And then I'm going to be like, then send him right to freezing cold takes.
Penis explosion factory immediately.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge signing with the Yankees was way higher of a possibility than David Pastrnak re-signing.
You are just wrong, and you're going to be wrong again, buddy. Good luck.
Hit me on the shoulder again.
Wow. Oh, my God. I thought we were about to get
his
crazy.
His arm can't reach me.
This is a Christmas episode.
He's got to lunge like all the way.
Everyone wrap it up.
I'm not worried
Wrap it up. No roll. Charlie Coyle, 9.
Rip his sweater.
Charlie Coyle, 9 goals. Bergeron's a beast, too.
Every player on our roster has a goal. That probably happened in like March last year.
Yep. Is it literally everyone?
When Carlos scored his goal, like we put Craig Smith on waivers, so there might be a change in the roster. But like, if everyone who's like played it, it's literally everyone.
Dude, Connor McDavid having 28 goals right now—that's nuts.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Legit scoring 60, no doubt.
Decent.
Linus Allmark leading the way in save percentage, against average. And wins. That's a triple crown.
No, he's
literally the triple crown.
Like it's not just being like pro like the Bruins goalie. Like he's like running away with the Vezina.
Yeah. Like is there? Let's go into sense here. Is there anyone who's better than the Bruins in Boston right now?
No.
Like the Celtics are kind of on the down. They got to be number two though. And then like
there's a cliff there though.
And then like coin flip right now. I mean probably the Patriots 3, and the Red Sox are just all the way down. Why not throw the Revolution here? Revolution are better than them.
Yeah.
What a bunch of sad sacks that fucking team is. Yeah, let's get who's the Turner guy?
Justin Turner.
Let's sign Justin Turner to a 2-year deal, so when Devers leaves us next year, we have someone to put at third base.
That's a joke. That's like the Yankees getting Josh Donaldson. Like sick pickup like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Like that would have been so sick 5 years ago, but like it was 2021 for Josh Donaldson. It's 2022 now. Like, fuck off.
I'm so up in arms, and I wish Anton was here tonight. I watched like one of those TikTok clips of this guy who like was a minor leaguer his whole career, ended up playing for Tampa. Long story short, like he was just ripping on Heim Bloom because Heim Bloom wouldn't let him play. He basically blaming Heim Bloom for him not getting to the big leagues close enough. Didn't even drop his name. Was just like, yeah, this dumbass who like majored in Latin at Yale. I'm like, oh yeah, that's our GM right now for the Boston Red Sox. Nice. What a joke! What a fucking joke that team is.
Yeah, ugh. Tough scene.
Oh, is a Yale guy? How they say about Yale guys?
Yeah, you're the Boston Red Sox. Why are you not getting a Harvard guy?
MIT, dude. Let's get some money ball going in here.
Oh, homegrown.
Super hardcore. Where's Jonah Hill?
Where's Brad Pitt? Where's Brad Pitt when you need the day saved?
Probably just banging some broads.
Yeah, he's living life. I don't blame him.
A little bit on the baseball front. Aaron Judge named the captain of the New York Yankees.
Yep.
All right, I'll give you a also congratulations there.
Yeah, I'll saw it coming. Very well deserved. Yep. Deserves it. Great guy. Seems like a great leader. They all say it.
Aaron Judge, you get one clap.
Seems like a great guy. Still not going to do that. Seems like a great guy. And, you know, the first captain since
Derek Jeter. Yeah. They had Derek Jeter there today at the press conference.
That's great. And who was before him? Like Don Mattingly?
It goes back a ways before Jeter.
Okay.
I think it was Don Mattingly is definitely one of the closest names, if not the last one. But like,
I feel like how many people are still alive who are captains as Yankees?
Very small, because there's like a bunch, and then there's like a long period like after like Lou Gehrig.
Oh really?
And it goes to like the 70s or something. There was like a lot of suck there.
Oh geez. And then the San Francisco Giants is getting fleeced.
Hilarious.
First they were in on Aaron Judge. John Heyman broke the news. Goes back to the Yankees. Carlos Correa said he's going to sign with them. Pulls out yesterday, signing with the Mets now.
That one's much worse because like the Judge one was just like
fake news.
Yeah, like that was literally just a baseball reporter like trying to break a story that like was wrong. Like they like physically like had Correa.
They had him, and that was gone.
Yeah,
it's the South Park thing. Like it's gone.
Yeah,
it's gone.
Yeah. But the Mets the best team in New York right now?
No, not since they got rid of all their pitchers.
Currently. No, they got them back. Justin Verlander, they're back.
Right this fucking second, DeGrom. Yes. DeGrom. But they'll crumble.
DeGrom, see you later.
Yeah, but
yeah, they replaced him with Justin Verlander.
Who just won the Cy Young?
He's getting old.
Yeah, but they have 2 years left, and they're going to win a World Series. The Mets will win a World Series within the next 2 years. Book it.
I have been.
I'll put a $100 bet on that and a milk challenge.
Let's get to the season before we.
Wow. I really hope you're right, Craig. But I just want you to know I've been waiting for Justin Verlander to fuck off for like 5 years,
and it's not gonna happen.
And it hasn't. Like he's gotten better,
and now he's in a different league. And you watch. I mean, the Yankees still aren't making the World Series, but if it's a New York World Series,
that'd be crazy.
You're going down.
Battle of the Subway.
Yeah, one day, first time since 2000.
One day, Justin Verlander just like won't be in the MLB anymore, and that's when it opens up.
How do you think?
That's when it opens.
How do you think football fans feel about number 12?
Exactly, but I was on the right side of history there. That was fine. I enjoyed that.
I was with the victors, writing the history books.
Fuck Justin Verlander. Hall of Famer, but like,
little World Cup action.
Where's Magic tonight? Is he on a date?
Wait, let's talk about. I don't know, listeners, drink your fucking vitamin C, have some vitamin D. Everyone's getting sick right now. The flu, COVID, whatever the fuck's going around. So, Magic is finally catching the first glimpse of that. And I just had a FaceTime with him. He is dying.
Does it look good?
He was like, I'll come if you guys want me to. I was like, stay the fuck away from me.
Yeah, get so far away from me.
Please.
You ever seen Mr. Deeds when the guy just, Peter Dante just plays a great, like, I think I got strep throat.
Yeah.
That's what Magic's doing. He's actually at the pub right now.
No, I said that. I was like, if a big booby girl said, hey, I'm going out for drinks, she'd be up and at it.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame him for that.
Hey.
Wouldn't blame him for that.
Can't blame you, but I'm just saying. Put some effort in.
So no one watched soccer besides me.
I watched it.
Not a second.
I actually bet Argentina to win in a shootout.
Oh, wow.
I told you, I've been fucking hammering bets.
I bet.
My hand's on fire.
Yeah.
bet them.
You just hit a parlay.
I bet Argentina to win, like, just the win. So
to,
when they won.
Yeah, to, yeah, yeah.
like to raise the trophy. The bet was to raise the
yeah,
trophy.
Yeah, yeah, you had I'm to like, clarify for the, like, for what, the listeners. I'm we like, know.
So what
know
if they don't? What if they win but don't raise the trophy? Are they just gonna like fuck me over? But no, they rose the trophy. It happened. Sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, unbelievable soccer game. I hate soccer. I think, you know, a 0-0 final, that just absolute bullshit. But this had everything in it for you. Yep. Argentina was up 2-0.
Mbappe.
Going like 79th minute. Mbappe, was it? He got a
two goals in 2 minutes.
He got a PK.
And
then the second minute, he scored again to tie it up. And then they go to overtime. Messi scores. Do you think it's over? There's 5 minutes left. Mbappe goes down, gets, I think it was a handball. He kicked it. Kicked the guy's hand, like the ball hit the hand. So inside the box. So it ended up being a penalty kick. Nailed the penalty kick. Hat trick. So then goes the PKs. Mbappe scores the first one. And then, long story short, France misses two in a row. And it was great. Oh, the goalie, by the way, Argentina, was unbelievable.
He was electric.
On his head.
Saves the first one. And then there must be some type of beef. So the second guy, he brings,
like, rip the ball. You have to bring the ball to the next shooter.
But he was bringing the ball to the shooter. And, like, it looked like he was being cocky. So then the guy just walked away, like, from the goalie. And then he's like, you know what? Fuck it. And he threw it on the other side. So then the guy had to go get it on the other side. And then the France guy, to make matters worse, just completely airmailed the shot. Didn't even come close. The best part is he jumped to the right side. That's the thing about, like, the whole penalty kick thing. He jumped to the right side every time. And some of the goals, like, he just couldn't stop.
No,
like,
yeah.
Messi's was unblockable.
They kicked, well, I'm talking about the Argentina goalie on France. Every single shot was kicked on the right side, and there were ones he just couldn't get. Like, that's how hard it is. You guess the right spot, but you still don't get it.
No.
This is not an NHL shootout. This is
guessing correct side, like, literally means you stand, like, a, like 45% chance of saving.
Because if you, like, guess too, like, early, too, like, for that right side, they'll just stop and shoot right up the middle.
Yeah, because
it's
like a little fake.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
no, I was on the Argentina side, and when, like, Argentina's up two goals on in the penalty kicks, you feel like it's like a 45-0 route in, like, football.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a football Americano, sorry.
It's called soccer.
Look out. Yeah, it's called soccer.
Whatever, bro.
I can't wait to be screaming that in 4 years when all of the fans from other countries are here.
I want USA to win one so, like, we should just work on a USA soccer team for the next 4 years just to shut up every other fucking country.
Like, the USA games probably won't even be in Boston. They'll be, like, one of the bigger cities. And, like,
imagine?
I'm just going to be screaming it's called soccer at all of the,
like,
people
everyone,
around me.
Every other country starts talking shit. America just, like, literally takes all our top athletes from all sports and is like, hey, you have to focus on soccer for 4 years.
How
please.
Much sex do you think is in... Like, was at the World Cup?
I think
Qatar.
More in the Olympics than Qatar, because Qatar's pretty serious with their fucking, like, PDA laws and stuff.
When those two girls, like, ripped their tops off when Argentina won, like, the Qatari police, like, wanted them, like, in prison.
No, yeah, no. They,
like, you, like, can't do that at all.
You
there.
Can't, like, you can't, like, hold hands. You can't be, like, lesbian there. Like, you saw, like, the stuff with, like, the gay flag and, like, how, like, so against it. Like, that's not the place to, like, be, like, banging in the streets.
Yeah, that like, reporter... The U.S. soccer reporter, he passed away there, and he was the one who wore, like, the gay pride shirt. And they, like, I think it came out he had, like, a medical condition or something.
Aneurysm,
but they were, like, it was out there. Like, what happened here?
Yeah.
Like, he was just eating in, like, the press box and went down. Like,
someone put something in his food?
Yeah. They, his, like, own brother said that. That's not just me, like,
no,
saying
I'm
that.
Not. I mean, Mike Steele's,
wild stuff.
Mike Steele's known the blow
crazy
smoke.
Right now.
Getting crazy is right. You know, Christmas, Christmas coming up, Saturday, Christmas Eve, got Christmas Day. Well, what are you guys expecting from Santa?
Well, we talked about I love everything
we'll
about Christmas. I hate the gift aspects of it.
Yeah,
I'm a cliche kind of guy. I got everything I need. I don't need anything.
You do it just to do it, but it's like...
I'm a big socks and underwear guy.
Yeah. I need some new socks.
Yeah,
exactly.
Some goods and a couple Amazon gift cards.
But guess what? I buy the socks and underwear for myself, so don't give me anything. I might get you something small. If I like you, I'll buy you something.
You got to like them first.
That's it. That simple. I'm a big cash guy, too. I like giving you a card. I like a handmade
cash
card.
Cash me outside. How about that?
Can't go wrong.
Oh, actually, I have a
nice
present
card,
for the boys.
Where is it?
It's downstairs. Want to go grab it?
Go grab it. Me and Still keep conversing.
Hey, keep it going. What do you guys
keep
got?
Keep it going.
Top Christmas movies? We kind of already dived in.
Yeah, we dove into it.
Elf number one?
What do you usually
Elf's
eat?
A great one.
What do you usually eat on Christmas Day?
Oh, I'm all over. Especially from a divorced family. You get like 12 parties.
It's been a lot of Chinese food recently. It used to be prime rib.
Prime rib.
It used to be prime rib, but like, that has stopped.
I'm going.
The last 2 years.
I'm going to get prime rib, but my parents are also ordering quick Quincy plug Gennaro's Italian food.
Can't go wrong.
So that like that'd great be great. Stuff. You got the chicken parm, I think chicken broccoli ziti, which isn't a real Italian dish by the way, but it's great stuff.
It's lights out.
It's stellar.
It's lights out. Might fry a turkey. Might fuck around.
What do you think? What do you think Magic eats on?
Whatever he can
like
get.
Prison food.
Yeah, whatever he can grasp.
Where's Anton?
God only knows.
God only knows is right.
Betting on something.
Betting on something, yeah, probably Tetris or something like that.
That'd be nuts. Watching like each individual thing come down, like no. That would be crazy.
That would be him. You know what? Since we're waiting for Craig, we got a couple more NFL games this weekend. Big one that I'm looking at here. Gardner Minshew possibly going into Arlington, Texas, AT&T Stadium, against the Cowboys.
Very possible. Very possible. I mean, the Cowboys coming fresh off of puking on themselves as well.
But you feel like, oh, he's got something. Showtime in prime time.
Oh, I got new headphones.
Oh, ho-ho.
For the actual producer seat.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow, what a guy. What a guy.
This is, why don't you guys open this up?
Why don't you open this up, huh?
Is this an unboxing?
Yeah,
what it looks like, huh? A little unwrapping.
Oh, wow, that's very nice. This is Merry Christmas Steel Nets.
Yeah, let's go, huh? Yeah, do the
audience. Life's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Blank space on the wall here. Stuck. So, it's a world map cork board that we're going to actually put underneath the cork board, underneath the koozies in the back. Just at the top. Those just pop out. Pop it off. Yep. And then just slide that puppy out. Open it up. Get crazy.
There we go.
Take that off. It's
that
time.
Shit. Get that shit.
Kid literally broke it.
You broke it, dude? What a fucking asshole.
It's probably because it's cold. Let me see. We'll fix it.
But I don't deserve to touch anymore.
Yeah, no, you're done.
Oh, you're done.
You're done as hell.
Christmas over for you. You get coal.
You couldn't even open it up.
Yeah, it looks like this is going to steal, not stealing ass. No, that's fine. It's honestly a cork board. I'm going to throw darts at it, so. don't really actually be worried about
it. So that's all cork.
All cork.
No, people should be worried about it. You ripped fucking right. Yeah. You literally ripped like the Rocky Mountains and like through
South
America.
Let me see what's going on. Going on.
That thing's toast. It got worse. It's like.
No. I fixed it. We got it. We got
we're
it
back.
Settled here.
Oh, we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back.
Move that. This is what we got. This is what we got twerking with here.
We are big weather, geography, climate people.
I'm gonna throw darts at it. Like I said, Adam put a real split in a real proxy war down in South America down there.
Yeah, right.
Might be some foreshadowing.
Remember the album.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't wait.
But yeah, thanks, Nas.
I think we can end on that, folks. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Episode 105, another success. Want to give a big shout-out to Hedgebetter, Justin, Craig, Steele, Magic Mike when you come, Anton when you come once a month, all the boys. Also, big shout-out to Sled Edge Fitness and Performance. Craig Kelly does an amazing job. The law offices, of Patrick J. Foley. What's the slogan here?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
what's
going on, everyone?
Little Seaport Social, if you haven't gone in there yet, open December 1st. Some
check
great
it out.
Cocktails,
nachos. Nachos
loaded
are
nachos,
huge.
You name it, espresso martinis, get it done. That's all from Steel and Naz. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas to all.
And all a good night.